As you had said, my name is Kristen Petrullo, and I am coming here from New York, a doctoral candidate at New York Medical College, and I just wanted to thank everyone for being here. I know it's one of the last sessions, and a special thank you to my co-author, Dr. Viola, for coming to cheer me on, and also for your support throughout this whole process. I also like to thank Dr. Arno and one of my classmates, Miranda Chung, for coming to see.
So we're stacking the audience.
Right. That's good.
Okay, so about a year ago in Dr. Viola's class, we were talking about making abstracts and submitting to the EPHA conference, which is why I'm here. And I took a special interest in patient satisfaction because that's when the Affordable Care Act started looking at patient satisfaction and reimbursement to hospitals. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the patient satisfaction survey and its history, and just make some projections for a healthcare system in New York and see what they're doing to prepare for this potential money loss. I have no relationships to disclose. So this is just a small outline of what I'm going to be talking about. So here I have the history of the patient satisfaction survey. In 2002, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and the Agency for Healthcare Quality and Research and Quality started this development of the HCAHPS survey. They weren't really sure at that time what they wanted to do with it, but they knew that it needed to be made. In 2006, the Hospital Consumer Assessment for Healthcare Providers and Systems, like I said, HCAHPS, was implemented by hospitals and seen as a voluntary assessment tool at that point. In 2007, CMS encouraged all hospitals to collect and report their patient satisfaction data. If they didn't, they would have been penalized by withholding Medicare reimbursement at that time. And in 2008, Hospital Compare publishes the HCAHPS scores so that the public can make educated decisions on which hospitals they attend. And in 2012, the value-based purchasing program was implemented and actually started October 1st, so not too long ago. So the HCAHPS survey is a survey that is completed by random patients, not all patients, in the hospital after discharge. It examines patients' experiences and includes the following domains. Communication with doctors and nurses, so how well the patients perceive the doctors and nurses communicating with them, how well the hospital staff responded to them, so how long did they have to wait before a response after pushing the call bell, or if they were calling for help, how long did they have to wait. The hospital environment, so how clean and how noisy or quiet the hospital was, pain management, communication about medications, discharge planning, an overall rating, and willingness to recommend. So there are some limitations to this survey. Hospitals can choose to administer the survey by telephone, interactive voice response, which is push 1 for dissatisfied, push 2 for